Oh. Oh. Thank you. Show, is off the kitten, no, not even low, and I don't tell myself who my dreams is, I'm not sure you know, say I am myself, so close to those I
there's no end of proof. Methods of proving that Santa Claus doesn't exist. So, we want to simply carry this as by analogy to proving that God doesn't exist. So, the pursuit is the same in that. Establish what is the definition of God. So if you have a believer that you're interrogating about this or discussing this with, you can ask them, well, what's your definition of God? And this, you will usually split the believer into three main categories. One is that they'll just quote, you know, the Bible or the Quran or whatever. You go after, and then you just, you know, slam them with one of any number of contradictions that's in the Bible. The second approach is that they'll say that there is no definition. And of course, we're all very happy when they say that. We hope that they all say that there's no definition of God. That would be perfect. And the third is that they give some wishy-washy, bogus definition, and believers are not very good at thinking on their feet. It's usually pretty easy to just argue with them directly on whatever definition they happen to supply. So a typical definition is they say God is love, and then you just say, okay, so since God is the creator and God is love, does that mean all the wars which God allowed to happen or caused to happen? Believers don't have very much depth to them, so you just usually pretty easy to argue them out. So, this is a kind of important point. I mean, when I'm pursuing, if I want to pursue a believer's assertion that God exists, or that he has a problem with me asserting that he doesn't exist, or that God doesn't exist, I always say to them, it's a fairly straightforward proof. I don't actually have a proof in mind when I'm saying this, but I say this. It's a fairly straightforward proof. Just supply a definition. The believer then falls into one of these three categories, and then you just, pursue at your leisure. This is a kind of important point to do. Like, you see what I'm doing here is I'm throwing it back into the believer's face, right? You don't want to get into your own mind trap here, right? Very often an atheist or agnostic will say, well, I can't really prove that God exists because he might have some manifestation that, you know, and so on. The problem is us atheists might have a really inventive imagination for coming up with a candidate theoretical God that we can't prove, that doesn't exist, and therefore we decide we can't prove it. And it's like, no. The substance of our atheism is usually rooted in the idea that we don't believe in any possible definition that has been supplied, that could be supplied by the believers, right? The onus is on them to supply definitions of God, and then we just knock them down one by one.